AFCON Rush is proudly supported by Zara FX, the global trading powerhouse.
La Côte d'Ivoire, inspirante d'hospitalité, reçoit l'Afrique. Jour de fête.
C'est quoi?
The final four stage of AFCON 2023 is here, and amazingly, none of the group winners will feature. There's been much talk about the giant slayers and the underdog story, but quite fascinating, all four semi-finalists have won the trophy before. Bonjour and welcome to AFCON Rush, as we begin to climax on the 34th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations. I'm the Mighty George, live in Côte d'Ivoire. What a rush. The first match will see the tier rubber favorites, Nigeria, take on South Africa at the Stade de la Paix in Bouaké. This will be the fourth encounter between Nigeria and South Africa at the AFCON, with the Super Eagles winning the previous three by an aggregate score of 8-1. The last time South Africa featured in the AFCON semifinals, they faced Nigeria, and that was in the year 2000, and they will be looking to avenge their 2-0 defeat from the tournament thanks to a brace from Tijani Babangida. Nigeria are playing in a record 16 semifinal at the AFCON, while they have only progressed from one of the last six at this stage of the competition, going on to win the competition in South Africa in 2013. The Super Eagles have won their last four AFCON games without conceding, and they could keep the five consecutive clean sheets in the competition for the first time since March 1982, where it was four wins and one draw, while they have never done so when winning all five games. South Africa are playing in their fourth AFCON semi-final and have also kept four consecutive clean sheets at the AFCON for the first time, with two wins and two draws. Well, it's as many as they did record in their previous 21 matches in all competitions combined. Nigeria have had just three different goal scorers, exclusive of own goals, at this year's AFCON. Lookman scoring two, Victor Osimhen, and William Troost-Ekong with one each. Their fewest in a single edition since 2008. Meanwhile, Victor Osimhen has only scored one goal despite attempting the most shots on target by a player at the AFCON, which is 19. For Bafana Bafana, Themba Zwane has been directly involved in 50% of South Africa's goals at the AFCON 2023. The key actors for the two teams are Ronwood Williams of Mamelodi Sundowns, who has had an impressive tournament overall and has conceded just two goals at the AFCON from an unexpected goals on target, meaning he has conceded less than half of the goals that would normally be expected. However, Super Eagles Stanley Nwabali of Chippa United is another breakout star in this tournament, conceding just a single goal. The two goalkeepers who both play in the PSL, the first time the Super Eagles will be playing outside of Abidjan since the start of their campaign in this tournament. Would Bouaké favor the Super Eagles, or would it be Bafana Bafana who will skill through today? Fingers crossed on that fixture, which kicks off by 6 p.m. Nigerian time and 5 p.m. Ivorian time. We will hear from the key actors shortly. What a rush. The second match of the day is between hosts Côte d'Ivoire and DR Congo at the Alassane Ouattara Stadium in Abidjan, where it all began for the Elephants on the 13th of January when they took on Guinea-Bissau. This will be the sixth meeting between both sides at the Africa Cup of Nations. The only previous meeting in the knockout round of the competition between these two teams was at the semi-final stage in 2015. The Elephants won 3-1 and went on to lift the trophy that year. Ivory Coast have reached the semi-finals of the 2023 AFCON despite only winning one of their five matches inside 90 minutes. For DR Congo, the win over Guinea in the quarterfinal was the first win at the AFCON after four successive draws. This is Côte d'Ivoire's 10th appearance at the AFCON semi-finals, becoming the fifth nation to play in as many as 10 semi-finals alongside Nigeria, Egypt, Ghana, and Cameroon. For DR Congo, it is their sixth AFCON semi-final, and they have won their previous two in which they have faced the hosts, Ethiopia in 1968 and Egypt in 1974, but lost the other semi-final matches in 1972, 1998, and 2015. On all three occasions, they were not playing the hosts. Yohan Wissa has scored two of DR Congo's five goals at this year's AFCON, netting against Zambia and Guinea. Only four players have ever scored in three separate games at a single AFCON for the Leopards, and they are Mayanga Maku, Ndaye Mulumba, Jerry Tonduela, and Junior Kamananga. For the Elephants, 20-year-old Uma Diakite, who unfortunately will be missing the match, scored Cote d'Ivoire's 120th minute winner against Mali in the quarterfinal, becoming the Elephants' youngest AFCON scorer since Trichwa Guel in 1994. and he was 18 years and 31 days at the time, and only the second player in the last 11 editions under the age of 21 to score a winning goal in the knockout stages, alongside with Dango Ouattara for Burkina Faso versus Tunisia in the 2022 quarterfinals. That's DR Congo versus Cote d'Ivoire would be a match to look out for. That's taking place at the Alassane Ouattara Stadium in Abidjan. Kickoff is 9 p.m. Nigerian time, and that's 8 p.m. Ivorian time. What a rush.
When you're in need of a trading platform that is fast and reliable, that has unbeatable industry experience, swift deposits and withdrawals, no debit charges, fair pricing, real-time executable streaming quotes, then limit your search, because Zara FX is here for you. Our friendly trading platforms are designed to simplify the trading process, as well as Zara FX social trading that enables our clients to leverage on professional expertise. Our pricing are transparent with competitive fees and spread. We also make sure your needs are met, as our customer support team are on hand to assist you promptly.
Thank you for calling customer service. How can I assist you today?
And our educational resources to help boost your knowledge about trading. Visit us today at second floor, the Alpha Plaza Central District, Alausa, opposite Secretariat Bus Stop, Alausa, Ikeja, Lagos. For more info, please call 0916-987-0050 or visit www.zarafx.com.
Zara FX, Global Trading Powerhouse.
Now time to hear what the key actors are saying. Earlier on today, Super Eagles of Nigeria arrived Bouake via their chartered flight and had their only training session just close to the Stade de la Paix ahead of today's game. Victor Osimhen did not travel with the team earlier after there were complaints of an abdominal upset, but praise be to God, I'm sure that's what the technical crew sang when they eventually saw Victor Osimhen join up with the team in time for training. But while he was expecting the Napoli forward to arrive with Bouake, Coach Jose Pizarro was asked the situation with the African Footballer of the Year.
Until now, thank you very much for the question. Until now, I cannot answer right, because it's some problem with the health and all that. I think this afternoon I can know better if he can play or not.
Okay, Coach, I guess we can rest easy. Will Osimhen play or not is now a big question. There talks that Kelechi Iheanacho might be having his first kick of the ball for the Super Eagles. You can never know what Jose Pizarro brings to the pitch, so it's fingers crossed. Another man who was at the press conference today was the Nottingham Forest man, Ola Aina. Ola Aina, who has been a tremendous revelation for the Super Eagles in this tournament. He did bear his mind on what to expect in the match and the hopes of winning a trophy.
Good morning, everyone. Myself, I'm very excited. It's going to be a good game between two good teams, and I think myself and the team are ready for this challenge.
We hear the scramble for tickets are high for the two semi-final games, and the ticket now going for as high as, wait for it, 60,000 sefa, and even above as well. That's an equivalent of $100 and more. I'm sure some people could even want to get it for about $500. Let's see how that goes. All right, let's also hear from the camp of the Bafana Bafana, the boys. The coach, Hugo Bruce, yesterday confirmed that Tapelo Maseko will be out for the rest of the tournament after he sustained a hamstring injury against Cape Verde. That's talking about the attacker. Maseko will remain with the rest of the team, will not be replaced, but he will no more take part in the tournament. A relief for the Super Eagles, maybe. But let's hear what he says about his opponent of the day. Does he know the Super Eagles? Is he scared of them? Let's hear from the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations winning coach with Cameroon.
Hello, everybody. I have to say that we are very happy and motivated that we played the semi-finals of AFCON. I think for many people it was unexpected, but we did it, and that means that South Africa became a good team. So it's also more than 20 years ago that South Africa played a semi-final, even more that we played a final. So that means that we got a lot of motivation. The semi-final, we have it already, but that we want to play also next Sunday, the final. We are playing against a very good team, number 6 in the ranking, African ranking, so that means a lot, all players who play abroad. It's a little bit the same situation than a few weeks ago against Morocco. They're also a very good team, players who are playing in Europe with big teams. So you can compare it, and I think for many people, Nigeria tomorrow will be the favorite to win that game. But as you know, in football, it's not always the favorite to win. And we are confident and motivated to try that it doesn't happen. And that South Africa is again after more than 20 years in the final.
Let's also hear from Captain Ronwin Williams.
Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, we're just proud as a team to be, you know, in the semi-finals in the last four. We've worked so hard over the last few years. We've come a long way, you know, as a country, as a team, as a squad. So I'm just proud to be, you know, at this stage. Not so many people, you know, believed in us, but we believed in ourselves and in what we've done the last few years. And we've shown, you know, that it's possible. So we're looking forward to the game. We're excited. We've done our analysis. We're looking forward to the game. It's going to be a big one. Obviously, there's big rivalry between the two countries, and they are obviously the team that knocked us out the last time we were at AFCON, you know, in 2019. So there's a lot at stake, and a lot to play for, and you know, we're ready and we're looking forward to the game. No, we don't. Stats don't play the game. You know, there's so many stats that were against us this tournament, and we proved, you know, that stats don't play the game. You know, so what happened in the future, in the past, you know, that's in the past. We can't change that. But what we can change is tomorrow. It's tomorrow's result, it's tomorrow's performance. So we don't look at that, because that can't change now. We control what we can control, and that's tomorrow's performance and tomorrow's result.
Such an emotional moment for South Africa, reaching the semi-finals after 20 years. This is definitely a grudge match.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.
We can also tell you that Zambian referee Diana Chikotesa will be in the VAR room for the Africa Cup of Nations grudge semi-final match, as it were, between Bafana Bafana and Super Eagles. Now, the question on the lips of some critics of this move is why CAF would select officials from a region where any of the competing teams are from. It is an unwritten rule, I suppose, that no match official should be selected from a region where teams are playing. It looks like professionalism would need to stand out right now. Anyway, talking about how grudging that match is going to be, the High Commission of the Federal Republic of Nigeria yesterday released an advisory on safe conduct for Nigerians in South Africa before, during, and after the game between the Super Eagles and the Bafana Bafana. And part of it reads that the High Commission hereby advises the Nigerian community to be watchful of their utterances, be mindful of where they choose to watch the match, especially in public places, and refrain from engaging in loud, riotous, and provocative celebrations should the Super Eagles win the match. Additionally, Nigerians should maintain the good conduct they are known for, be law-abiding before, during, and after the match. Should any provocations arise, they should not be reciprocated but reported to the appropriate authorities. Now, this is a sort of reaction to some vile comments that have surfaced, especially in social media. And one of such comments actually said that Nigerians should be shown pepe if the Bafana Bafana lose to the Super Eagles. In other news, in case you missed it, Samuel Eto'o tendered his resignation as president of the Cameroon Football Association, FECAFOOT. But guess what? The members of the executive committee unanimously rejected it and says, "You are a guy in whom we're well pleased." But they did not spare Regobek Song because the former Indomitable Lions captain ceases to be coach. He was unanimously sacked as well after Cameroon's last 16 elimination, of course, by the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Elsewhere, Egypt have appointed former international and three-time AFCON winner Osama Sam, who's Egypt's all-time highest goal scorer, as their new head coach, and his twin brother Ibrahim Hassan as a new technical director of the national team. It's a family affair, Abi. And we can also tell you that Amil Abdou is moving further and further away from an extension with Mauritania. Discussions took place between Amil and the Ghanaian Federation, which allegedly offered him a salary of $45,000 a month, while the Mauritanian Federation have offered him $35,000 a month for a contract renewal. His contract expires in March. If you were a friend of Amil Abdou, the magician they call him now, after guiding Comoros to the World Cup and seeing them beat the almighty Ghana in the 2021 AFCON, and also doing so with Mauritania as well, would you ask him to take the $45,000 and help out Ghana? Okay, let's see your reactions. Hit me up on X and let's get talking about the big stories that dropped so far. And about the big stories emanating from the AFCON. The AFCON of shocks, AFCON of surprises, maybe the AFCON of the Super Eagles. Who knows? We can only wait to find out. For now, we'll take a break from AFCON Rush and catch me later in the day as I drop relevant updates on all socials and also on Comfort 95.1 FM. Today is the day. You no go easy. I catch you later, guys. I'm the Mighty George. What a rush.
AFCON Rush is proudly supported by Zara FX, the global trading powerhouse.